It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Give me the test. Long time ago, in a pub far away, I sat on a bar stool just to drinking away. I couldn't hold it down, I guess I had too much. I felt a tremor in the force, and then I lost my lunch. Woke up in desert land, feeling hot and sick. I saw a bearded man, he looked like some kind of hick.
Just like Mark.
He slowly waved his hand and my pain was gone. He said, let's go see Yoda and I'll teach you the song. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one glass on me right, another on me left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. We got a starship and we flew off into space. He said his name was Obi-Wan, there was no time to waste. I have to get you trained before it's too late. So drink this bottle of whiskey and don't give in to hate. Train went on and I drank most of the bar. We had to stop off four flies in the nearest Death Star. I didn't control my fear and hold my alcohol. Soon I was able to stand when Obi-Wan would fall. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on the right, another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test.
It up, fuzzball.
These aren't the bards you were looking for.
It's Chihuahua!
Sat outside him and I looked him in the eye. He looked right back at me and said, judge me by my size! Obi-Wan said, careful, for Yoda is the best. Said, okay, shorty, bring on that test. Well, I can tell you how it ended, I can tell you some lies. But let's just say that on that night, the force was on his side. I got riled up, they threw me in jail. I said, I don't believe it, Yoda said that's why I failed. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's on me right, another on my left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. I had one pint of beer and one shot of scotch, one bottle of wine and a bourbon on the rocks. I had one that's the only right, another on the left. I looked that puppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that Muppet in the eye and said, give me the test. Well, I looked that little runt right in the eye.
The Force should be with you, always.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast!
Woohoo! Welcome!
This is Mark Gunn.
And Andrew McKee.
And I'm a got that husky, sexy, I've been out in allergy season voice.
And yeah. I just have a voice that says, you like me.
We are the Brobdingnagian Bards. We didn't introduce ourselves yet as a bard, did we?
No, we just said our names.
Okay, so yeah, we are actually...
How silly to actually say our real names first. Like regular people.
We're hosting the Renaissance Festival Podcast. Of course we're not regular people.
Yeah. Crazy? Certainly. Regular? Never.
Strange, yes. Hey, so this is May the 4th Be With You, the Woo-hoo! Special show for the podcast, and so we kicked it off.
Because nerds needed a day, too.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, this is Renaissance festivals. I mean, aren't we all kind of nerds here.
Exactly.
But did, how is
but that? We needed our own day of the year, you know, May the
4th. Oh, I see.
You see, May the 4th.
It doesn't count all the weekends that we get of different Renaissance festivals?
Well, that certainly helps, but, you know, I mean, that's a weekend. We just need a day.
Okay.
We need our own special day.
So we kicked off the show with a song from our CD, Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. That
was a Jedi drinking song, because surprisingly, we chose our song to go first because we have egos. Odd for musicians, I know.
No, that's not the reason we did it.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it's because the captain set up the order of the whole...
Well, we have no control over this at all?
Well, we could have had control... But I gave up control. I was like, you know, Captain.
Wow.
Captain London, yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir. Let's kick some more music in. This is Walk on the Dark Side, performed by, who is that?
Clearly Guilty.
Yeah.
From There Goes the Galaxy.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you don't...
actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well then, because.
Nope.
All right, quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Special thanks to honorary minions Jesse Linder, Brad Boucher, and Mark Gunn. You can find out more about Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jesselinder.bard. How would you like to get more music, no ads, and special gifts from the Renaissance Festival podcast? Just become a podcast Patreon. Patreons are folks just like you who financially support the podcast. By contributing as little as a dollar for each show, you will be helping this podcast continue. You can go directly to patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is patreon.com/renfestpodcast. So go on, take a look, and join the folks who are helping this podcast continue into its 12th year. And thank you for listening.
Dragon for sale, dragon for sale, fiery breath and a venomous tail, and the wind from his wings is a powerful gale. Does anyone want to buy him? Dragon for sale, dragon for sale, invincible, except where he's missing a scale, and the sight of him makes even grown men grow pale. Does anyone want to buy him? I bargained and bartered for a year and a day. There's not much of a market in dragons, they say, for these past several centuries, or so I've been told. Now how will I get my dragon soul? Dragon for lease, dragon for lease, his strength and his stature will only increase. Just be sure he eats plenty of damsels and grease. Does anyone want to buy him? Dragon for rent, dragon for rent, armor like steel and a heart like cement, and a brain over brimming with evil intent. Does anyone want to buy him? The market was better when the king was in power, and the princess was locked in that perilous tower. Why, back then we were selling 6 dragons an hour, for no end of silver and a fair bit of gold. Now how will I get my dragon sold? Dragon to lend, dragon to lend, jaws that bite, claws that catch, talons that rend. Every rival has met with a horrible end. Does anyone want to buy him? Dragon for free, dragon for free, he's eaten me out of house, cavern, and tree. And I don't like the way he's been looking at me. Does anyone want to buy him?
And that was Dragon for Sale, performed by Gallimore the Bard from Gather Day.
Woohoo!
So,
Gather Day, kind of like Here Comes the Galaxy.
Yes, and the galaxy, Here Comes the Galaxy.
You know, Gallimore the Bard, what a great...
He was great. Do you remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, you stole a song from him, didn't you?
Shh, no, I didn't.
No, you did.
I did not steal a song. He let me have it.
Oh,
there's a big difference.
That and the fact that...
Especially with copyright.
That and the fact that I think the following year he stopped playing at fairs.
I know. So, you know, dodged a bullet there. But no. He actually did say, you know, you should play this, Andrew. So, really nice guy. Really nice guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. So, one of the reasons why we are a band still, again, once again.
I know, we took a hiatus, didn't we?
We broke up in 2008.
Really? You're going with broke up? I went with hiatus, but you just said the whole, we broke up.
Dude, we broke up.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Then, you know, we reunited, that sounds really bad.
That really was bad.
No, we reunited because...
And I like puns.
It's because, we were doing just a couple shows here and there, but then all of a sudden, we said, we could actually release eventually release an album if we were on Patreon. What is Patreon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Reading the lines. What is Patreon, Mark?
We don't have any lines, man, either.
I know. Wasn't that fun, though?
Well, I think everyone who listens to this podcast should know, because the Renaissance Festival podcast has a Patreon page, too.
Yes, they do.
So, but, you know, we thought it would be really cool is, you know, we have our own Patreon page that we just kickstarted, two months ago.
Less than 2 months.
Kicking butt.
Yeah.
But, you know, we realized that, you know, we're not the only band out there that has a Patreon page. So we thought, let's share what other bands are doing, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're going to start to see a transition with music.
Yeah.
True. I mean, Spotify and Netflix and all of those have shown that whole model of, you know, paying a monthly amount to enjoy entertainment. And bands are sort of following suit by saying, you know, okay, I'm not going to be able to tour and go to Japan this year.
Or I live in Birmingham and you live in Austin.
Yes, yes. And it's difficult even just play together a couple of times a year.
But we can still create music.
Exactly. Online and share it online at a page and look at that as with a subscription model, kind of. I mean, Patreon, there's a lot of different ways you can go about it. You can port a band by every time they release a new thing, you contribute or just pay a monthly thing. We went with the monthly route.
Yeah, yeah.
But some do it based on, yeah, you know, whenever they
a month, you can get the behind the scenes look at the Robin Knight Game Bars.
Exactly. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody keeps asking all those questions about, you know, how did this happen and how did that happen? Well, now you get to find out.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. And there's apparently a lot of other Ren Faire performers and entertainers and folks on Patreon.
And right? I think you're going to see more. I mean, that's kind of what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it's going
to
be.
So who do we got? I see Vince Conaway. I love his Patreon.
Oh
page.
Gosh, yeah.
Because Vince Conaway, he's a hammer dulcimer player, and he does he tours.
Yeah,
he takes trips to Italy and other places.
Well, but, Europe and South America, yeah. And other. I mean, he keeps expanding.
Pictures and videos and such, and it's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, it's like he's got his own travel show and music show at the same time.
Then we got the there's the Lady Victoria. Well, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, I guess I should mention that since it's, you know, my podcast.
Oh, never heard of it. Kidding.
Rob Dingnagy and Bards.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm not going to play you either. Wine and Alchemy. I didn't know they had one. That's cool.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Are they out at Sherwood Forest Fair?
No, I don't think so.
I thought I heard that they were out there this year.
Maybe. Yeah, I think that, yeah, they are. They are. They not near where I'm playing, though, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a big fair now.
We have Maris on here. Maris is an artist.
Oh, she's awesome.
She performs. She does face painting.
Well, you almost have to say perform just if you ever talk to her. I mean, oh my gosh.
Touché.
I know. I mean, you can't really. She's a character. Let's just say that.
She is. Clearly Guilty. I don't know them, but I think we have music of them. We played them earlier, so you've got to hear a little bit of what they're doing.
Okay.
Megan Johnson.
Okay, so that's okay.
The Midsummer Night Mask. M. Southerden, Jin Midkiff, Cambria Vars, Jasmine Beckett Griffith, and this guy named Mark Gunn. Huh. Oh, and April Porter.
Mark Gunn. Huh. Must be Welsh.
What? April Knight. April Knight should be on that.
Oh, right.
I'm having to add that in right now. She's doing videos over on Patreon. She plays the hurdy-gurdy.
Oh, she plays a lot of different things.
She plays a lot of instruments.
I mean, if you want to just look at a multitude of traditional and old-timey instruments, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are a lot of artists on Patreon, and I'm sure more will be joining after hearing us say how awesome it is, because, you know, it's really
pretty awesome.
It's pretty fantastic, and I highly recommend it as a great way to support the arts. I mean, it's like a Mozart. You know, how would Mozart have survived? I know that's not quite Renaissance after the Renaissance a bit, but not.
Well, you know, I mean, and yeah, but I like the comparison. You know, the Bruckner and Bards, Mozart. I appreciate that. That works.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, it does.
I can accept that. Yes. No. I mean,
ego.
No, I mean, pretty much anybody who was famous from the arts back, well, 100 years ago and before, I mean, had some sort of patronage.
Really. Turlough cool. O'Carolan?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, totally. Irish Harper. Whether it was an artist or a sculptor, a musician, whatever.
Yeah.
Michelangelo to Da Vinci, from Mussorgsky to...
another name you can't pronounce.
To another name you can't spell. Right. I pronounced it right, I just all can't right. spell
okay,
it.
Okay, well, let's continue on with the music. Next up is Dan the Bard, who really needs to get his own Patreon page, because he does Dungeons and Dragons music.
Oh my gosh. I mean, come on, Dan. Come on. Work on this. Come on. Okay.
And he plays at Renaissance festivals. Yes. And this is the Gamer's Lullaby from his album, Bard Camp.
Woohoo!
Sitting round that wooden table, marked with dice-shaped dents, concrete walls and bare light bulbs, this was our world. My mom's basement, the dungeon master raised his screen. We rolled initiative, outnumbered and outmatched. We weren't sure we would live. Magic missiles blazed through battle, swords and shields did clash. We chatted with that barmaid to prove we weren't just hack and slashers, all salivating for treasure and XP. Next time we will roleplay more, we promise, wait and see. But let's go home tonight, before the morning light. Split the loot and total our XP. And though it's been nice, let's pack our bags of dice. It's time to sleep and dream of D&D. The bowl with our potato chips is empty save the crumbs. Cans of Coke are stacked up high, great pillars of aluminum. The piece of pizza that did fall apart, my character sheet did stain. The greasy spot, a badge of honor from my favorite game. But let's go home tonight, before the morning light. Split the loot and total our XP. And though it's been nice, let's pack our bags of dice. It's time to sleep and dream of D&D. We go outside and stand around by the streetlight silver gray. Remember when those trolls attacked? You fumbled twice and failed three saves. And the time you said you checked for traps and we fell into that pit. Tonight, my friend, your rolls were lousy, but we didn't mind a bit. But let's go home tonight, before the morning light. Split the loot and total our XP. And though it's been nice, let's pack our bags of dice. It's time to sleep and dream of D&D. Split the loot and total our XP. And though it's been nice, let's pack our bags of dice. It's time to sleep and dream of D&D. Dreaming dreams that only gamers ever seem to get. Fireballs and lightning bolts, in this world you can't forget. The time a single choice you made saved you and all your friends. And though a little schizo, your life was changed again. But let's go home tonight before the morning light. Split the loot and total our XP. And though it's been nice, let's pack our bags of dice. It's time to sleep and dream of D&D. It's time to sleep and dream of D&D. It's time to sleep and dream of D&D.
So your favorite Ren Faire's come and gone. No time to feel blue until it comes around again. This is what you do. Go ride your mouse-drawn chariot to find your favorite songs played by the minion leprechauns at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Is what he seeks tonight. Awimoe, awimoe, awimoe. So my princess, my prudish princess, to fear is only right. 'Cause on princess, on virgin princess, the dragon feeds tonight. If fair maiden, you wish fair maiden, I'd like to set things right. There's fair maiden, away fair maiden, to keep you safe tonight.
The last song was
Dragon Feeds Tonight, performed by Boogie Nights from Cavalier Attitude.
Which is a brilliant band we like to steal music from.
No, no, no. We never steal. We borrow.
With their permission.
Yes.
Hey, if you haven't checked out the Body show, there is one.
Figured out a Body version of this show?
No, there's the Body show. Captain Nicholas decided to expand the Renaissance Festival podcast to put Body music in its own awesome show
at
renbody.com.
Okay, good. I was wondering. I was like, oh, we're going to have to do this again? Do the Body version? You know? Okay, now we've done the nice, innocent version. Now, tell me more.
That's why.
This is Andrew McKee.
That's why I have my sultry voice.
Renaissance hour.
My sultry allergy voice.
Tell us more about yourself, about your day, about your dreams.
Next up, Bramblebush with Elfglade from Songs from the Glade.
Mm-hmm.
they can't be.
Yes, they are. I've seen them walking out beyond the wooded garden, through the town and through the valley. Yes, they're real.
No, they can't be.
Yes, they are. You are not hearing, for I say I've seen them drinking in the tavern of the moon, stealing mail and gilded crossbow. Feather of the ancient wind bird, fire, like the love that they desire. Lords of earth and lords of fire, like the love that they desire. Yes, they're real.
No, they can't be.
Come with me and see what might be.
I'm afraid.
Oh, you are childish. Nothing kills that does not know ye. Stealing mail and gilded crossbow. Feather of the ancient wing bird. Wide as wonder, tall as starlight. Lords of earth and lords of fire, like the love that they desire. Lords of earth and lords of fire, like the love that they desire. Come ye now.
No one hear thee.
Did I say that I would lead thee?
We have walked too far this night, out beyond the firelight.
Come ye now.
No, I fear thee.
Come with me and I will take you dancing now with all my brothers. We are real and like the others. Yes, we're real. No, you told me. Yes, I said you should believe me. Now we have you wrapped in darkness. Now we keep you never leaving. Trade your life for not believing. Steel and mail and gilded crossbow. Feather of the ancient wind bird, wide as wonder, tall as starlight. Lords of earth and lords of fire, like the love that they desire. Lords of earth and lords of fire, like the love that they desire. Fugley
here, and I'm at the Canterbury Renaissance Festival of Northeast Texas with some of the upper echelon, as it were. I'm going to have them introduce themselves so you can identify them by their voices.
Well, hello there. It's so good to be here. My name is Meg O'Shenanigans, it is. And this is me sister. Her name is Pig.
That's right. I'd be Peg O'Shenanigans. And that would be my sister over there. She doesn't like me to go after the men in kilts, you know.
And so, Meg and Peg, do you have any advice for would-be fair startups?
Well, first you have to have plenty of men in kilts. If you don't have men in kilts, the ladies won't come. And you have to have the games. You have to have the big trees that they throw into the air and the rocks and the sheaths with all kinds of fancy-looking wool inside of it. What do you think?
Well, I completely disagree. I think you have to have the belly dancers. You have to have the belly dancers and you have to have the jousts. That's the first thing you need to be getting.
Actually, Da says the first thing you need, Pig, is the land. And if you don't have the land free and clear and you're having to pay the bank for the land, then that's a very hard startup. Your first thing you have to do is make sure that you're not renting your lawn.
So all right. I think the interview is getting a little out of hand, but thank you very much. And thank you for sharing.
To the ground. I can't do it on my own.
Okay, the last song was Free Angry Bird, performed by Danny Burt from Songs of My People.
All right, what do you do while listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast? We'd love to hear your comments and feedback. You can send, leave us a message at 478-227-8537 or send us a message on Facebook or simplify it at RenfestPodcast@gmail.com. You know, skip all that. Just RenfestPodcast@gmail.com. That's a really easy way to send messages.
Well, yeah, I mean, email.
I like it.
Yeah, it's a simple way to just have a message and be able to refer back to it and check it out and get a response. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Next up is Flying Fish Sailors from their album Loch Ness Monster. This is King of Cannibal Island.
Woohoo!
We sailed from port the other day, intending to land at Botany Bay, but it happened that we were cast away among the cannibal islands.
Pokey, pokey, wingy, wong, parley, magooga, googa, gong, hangery, pangery, bingery, bong, the king of the cannibal islands.
The king invited us up to tea. His name was Chorica, Chorica G, and we were as thick could be among the cannibal islands.
Hokey pokey, wingy wong, parling a googa googa gong, angery bangery, bingery bong, the king of the cannibal islands.
Said the king, will you be my son-in-law and marry the princess Wishywa? Said I, will your majesty hold your jaw to the king of the cannibal islands?
Hokey pokey winky wong, parling a googa googa gong, angery blingery bingery bong, the king of the cannibal islands.
Woman pie and baby sauce, little boy pudding for the second course. He swallowed them all without remorse.
The king of the cannibal islands. Hokey pokey winky wong, parley ma googa googa gong, angery bangery dingery bong, the king of the cannibal islands.
The end of my story remains to be told about this monarch so brave and bold. He died of eating his clergyman cold,
the king of the cannibal islands. Hokey pokey winky wong, parling a googa googa gong, angery bangery bingery bong, the king of the cannibal islands. Hokey pokey winky wong, parling a googa googa gong, angery bangery bingery bong, the king of the cannibal islands.
Jane, the man they called Jane, he robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Canton, the man they call Jane. Our Jane saw the mother's back breaking. He saw the mother's lament. He saw the magistrate taking every dollar and leaving 5 cents. He said, you can't do that to my people. You can't crush them under your heel. So Jane strapped on his hat, and in 5 seconds flat, stole everything boss Higgins had to steal. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Canton, the man they call Jane. Now here is what separates heroes from common folk like you and I. The man they call Jane, he turned around his plane and he let that money hit sky. It dropped down to our houses. It dropped into our yards. The man they call Jane, he stole away our pain and he headed off into the stars. He robbed from the rich and he gave to the poor. Stood up to the man and he gave him what for. Our love for him now ain't hard to explain. The hero of Canton, the man they call Jane.
The last song was Hero of Canton, performed by the Bedlam Bards from On the Drift.
Yeah, we just finished a show over on speaking of Patreon, we did a private webcast for our patrons, which was kind of awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
You can watch like that as well as other stuff on there, which is kind of
yeah, cool. Videos.
What did you think? This is your first time actually doing one of these webcasts with the Bards. We've
done them before, but
it's a little different.
Yeah, this is a new version, a new way to do it. It's been a while, so yeah, it's pretty different.
Better or worse than Concert Window?
It's unnerving watching myself, even with a delay, especially with a delay, because you know I'm just like, oh my god, am I bobbing my head like that? Really? Oh man, I get so self-conscious about it. I really just have to ignore that and look at the chat messages and try to concentrate on that, but it's really hard to.
Can you imagine doing that at a Renaissance festival? No, I mean like seeing yourself while on stage at a Renaissance festival and people are watching you. I'm trying to make you really self-conscious for our show on Saturday.
So, like, instead of having like a big screen behind me that shows me from the audience perspective, there's a big screen in front of me.
Ooh, yeah.
Showing like that, so that I can see myself.
No, I don't like that. I'd have to look at you too. All right, let's get on to music. Next up is Zombies in the Shire by the Dregs from Uncorked.
It started on a peaceful night. The smithy shoot a horse. He heard a moan behind his back.
Oh, yeah.
And turned around, of course. His dead wife stumbled through the door. She had some brains but wanted more. Then threw his neck, her talent sore. And so began the day the zombie shambled through the shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambled through the shire.
Constable Jones was next to go. He had the late night watch.
Nice watch.
You do that to me every time.
I know. It is nice.
He met his fate by open graves as he was drinking scotch.
He watched the living, not the dead. Brady McGee tore through his head. Villagers nearby saw and fled, and panic gripped the streets. A zombie shambled through the
shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambled through the shire.
The mayor became the living dead. His skin turned mottled gray. He failed to see his son's blank eyes. He did not run away.
Why?
The sheriff gnawed on fleshy bones. Blood ran down the cobblestones. Everyone cowered in their homes until their doors were smashed by zombies shambling through the
shambles, shambles, zombies, zombies, shambles, shambles, zombies, zombies, shambles, shambles, zombies, zombies, shambles through the shire.
The padre preached of judgment day. They tore down the church door.
Rip!
Converting him with just one bite.
Nom, nom, nom.
He speaks of God no more.
Then someone grabbed a cricket bat. He hit their heads with quite a splat. He spent 5 minutes doing that.
Then he was ripped apart by zombies shambling through the
shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie,
shambled through the shire.
A gardener set a branch ablaze. The padre burned and fell. The living saw they could prevail. They torched the mayor as well.
Yes, the zombie bar made streets glow red. Burning hordes of living dead. The survivors cheered and said the gardener saved us all from zombie shambling through the
shambles, shambles, zombie, zombie, shambles through the shire.
None of us shall forget that day. Many were killed and dragged away. Our gardener saved the town. Evermore see zombies shambling through the shire.
Zombie
shamble through the shire.
It's that time of year again. Nominations for the 2018 Renaissance Festival Awards are now being accepted. Go on over to renaissancefestivalmusic.com/awards for more information. And once you're there, if you click on the menu, you'll find the link to Nominate Now. That will take you directly to the nomination form. Go nominate your favorite acts, your favorite fairs, and make sure you put entries in the other categories we have there as well. Nominations are being accepted now through November 15th. The actual voting will take place through the month of December, and the winners will be announced on our awards show in February. So, go ahead, vote early, but only vote once. Thank you.
Right now, the Patreons of the podcast are listening to Her Name is Serenity, performed by Danny Burt from Songs of My People. If I Had a Million Ducats, performed by Brobdingnagian Bards from Dragons and Virgins.
Woohoo!
Rainbow Connection, performed by The Dregs from Angelina Farewell Concert. Sword from a Stone, performed by Fugly from Fugly, the less than unauthorized bootleg edition.
Nice.
Nice.
Welcome to the special episode of The Black Sea and Her Story. The time period, the 14th century. The mission, transporting goods across the Black Sea. Some made it, some didn't. The ones that were less fortunate settle at the bottom, some 43 ships in total. One being the best condition was dated around the 14th century. Until now, the only record of these ships were sourced from manuscripts from Venice, and nothing had ever been found. This is the type of ship that created the trading empires of Venice and Genoa, said University of Connecticut's Krum Bechvaroff, the director of the MAP, the Black Sea Maritime Archaeology Project. The reason for the ship's amazing condition, considering, is the fact that there is no life form eating away at the wood. Not like what is found in the open seas. Not like what's eating away at the steel of the Titanic. In 2016, 23 more ships dating from 1000 BC to 19th century AD were found by the University of Southampton in an expedition to the Forni Archipelago in Greece. In total, including a previous expedition, found a total of 45 ships. The most significant shipwrecks on the latest expedition pointed out a ship from the late archaic, early classical time period. This ship had a large jug-type container called an amphorae from the eastern Aegean Sea. Other items normally traded were found, including pottery and anchors. If you're interested in learning more about recent shipwrecks found in the Great Lakes and the region's history and tales, subscribe to The Great Lakes and Her Story, found in any podcast app. This has been a production of Church Street Studios. To learn more, go to churchstreetstudios.online.
Yeah, it is!
Gather, weary traveler, I have a tale to tell. It might just save your lives, but only if you listen well. 'Cause there before the breakers and just around the way, there's a sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Some say he's a guppy, a kid threw in the sea. He ate so many sailors, now he's bigger than a tree. His teeth are sharp as scissors, his claws they are like knives. And if you think he's ugly, wait till you see his insides. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up or spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Some say he's a serpent that came straight from hell to eat the souls of pirates and other ne'er-do-wells. Some they don't believe it, as for me, I've got a hunch. 'Cause they used to have some pirates here, but he ate them all for lunch. Don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up or spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Well, Captain Hook, you've heard of him. He came to Pirate's Bay. Seems his little nemesis had nearly got away. He reached into the water to grab at Peter Pan. There was a crunch and a scream. And now that scurvy captain's got hooks on both his hands. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Blackbeard the pirate, you know for what he's feared. It's mostly for the dark imposing color of his beard. He saw the beast and now nobody's scared of him, because his beard turned white and all agree he looks like Santa Claus. Oh, don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim. 'Cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. The sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay. Well, now the tavern's empty and there's only you and me. And if you care, I'd like to share how this song came to be. So come a little closer if you really want to know.
This very sad and woeful tale happened so long ago. Well, I was just a little boy when I went to Pirate's Bay, and there I saw a creature that was very much dismayed, with a harpoon in his dorsal fin and a hook stuck in his side. This mighty whale was in such pain, we both began to cry. I pushed and I shoved, but he wouldn't give way. Into the deeper waters of our shallow Pirate's Bay, all I could do to help him was to keep people away. So I wrote a sign that said, "Beware the beast of Pirate's Bay." And what did it say? Don't you sail and don't you row, and certainly don't you swim, 'cause if you aren't careful, you'll end up inside of him. He'll eat you up, he'll spit you out, you better stay away. Heed the sign that says beware. Hell, I should know, I put it there. Heed the sign that says beware the beast of Pirate's Bay.
That last song was The Beast of Pirate's Bay, performed by Voltaire, from To the Bottom of the Sea. Hi, I'm Chuck Burke, one of the producers of the podcast, and just taking a moment here to fill you in on some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on. We're happy to say the podcast is growing more and more successful. We're getting more and more listeners. But to cross over genres again, just as we're doing through the rest of the show, with great success comes great responsibility. In this case, it relates to the web hosting for the podcast. We're generating so much traffic now that we've exceeded what we can do with our current web hosting service, so we're having to seek out another service, and this is going to cost a little bit more money. We'd like to ask your help. We're looking for more patrons to subscribe to the podcast to help out with the cost of the new web hosting service. This way we can continue to bring you the best music and more of it every month. So please, go on over to patreon.com, that's patreon.com, and look for the Renaissance Festival podcast, and consider joining us as one of our donors. You'll get more music with each show, you won't have the ads, and you'll know that you're supporting a good cause. Our next song will be Put a Wooden Stake Through His Heart, performed by the Boogie Knights from Oh, the Horror.
Yeah.
should hint at Transylvania. What a woman's shedding through his heart.
And the night
will be a safer place with the end,
with the end
of their inferno race. Just one quick thrust turns them.
Song was Elvish Lullaby performed by Brocilion from the Starlit Jewel. All right, well, we want to send a heartfelt thanks to the friends of the podcast, Craig Wallerstein,
Elizabeth Burkholder,
Hank Woodward,
Jody,
Kurt Mueller,
Mari Vopio,
and Ron Lankford.
How are we doing? Is there a song or performer you would like to hear on the show? Email renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Call or text 478-CASTLES. That is 478-227-8537.
And I think we are about done with this show, so we're going to finish up with one final song. This is a...
Ooh, can it be our song? Can it be our song? Can it be one of ours? Come on. Can it be one of ours? Please.
Okay, it'll be one of ours.
Yay!
In fact, you're going to get, like, the last song we ever released without actually releasing it.
Our apocalypse song? last song ever.
And back in 2006, we recorded a track for Done the Impossible, a Firefly documentary. And the track was called Fall of Serenity Valley, a beautiful instrumental track.
Ooh, yeah, pretty.
And we finally released it to our patrons this month, and we'll be releasing it to the universe later, next month probably or so.
Well, you know, I think the universe owes us a debt of gratitude. You're welcome, universe.
So we're going to finish up with this track from Fall of Serenity Valley, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the Renaissance of the podcast.
We had a good time.
And keep keep going to fairs.
Oh, please, yes.
Slantia.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Slantia.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.